Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today is our second day of meeting the Wongs. We're actually not meeting all of the Wongs today. We met Mrs. Wong yesterday because she was at home with a bit of a problem.
她的 faucet 水龙头坏掉了 ，it's leaking.
That's right. And she wanted Mr. Wong, her husband, to help her.Well, to call the plumber, right, to have him come over and fix the faucet. But Mr. Wong was very busy. It turns out Mrs. Wong is even busier. So Mr. Wong finally said, okay, I'll call the plumber. And so he was off to work. He was going to work. He realized that he was a little bit late. And when he left him, his friend, Mr. Chen, was saying, oh, it's almost 9 o'clock. You should hurry to work. You don't want to be late.
Right, 所以这个邻居呢，好心提醒他要赶快去上班咯。那今天到底这个水龙头会不会修好呢？赶快来看看今天的故事。
Mr. Wong's busy day.
Oh no, I'm late.I hope the manager didn't notice.
I'm going to get coffee. Do you want some?
Sure, but I can't be long. I have so much to do.
This morning is terrible. I need to ask my secretary to call customers, mail letters, buy my lunch.
Stop chatting. Do your work.
What a slow morning.How about you?
I'm so busy. I have so many junk emails to delete. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to go home.
Oh, you forgot to call the plumber.
I apologize. I was too busy at work. I didn't have time to call.
Manager, manager. The manager gave customers with children free ice cream. The manager gave customers with children free ice cream. Terrible.Terrible. Andrew felt terrible after losing the soccer game. Andrew felt terrible after losing the soccer game. Slow. Slow. Greg had a slow day at work because he had nothing to do.Greg had a slow day at work because he had nothing to do. Apologize. Apologize. Apologize, apologized, apologized. You should apologize if you did something wrong. You should apologize if you did something wrong.
Phew! So Mr. Wong did get to work. He's a little bit late, though.
I think he's late.
It's almost 9:30. I guess he was supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So 30 minutes, that's actually quite late.
I hope he does not have to
punch in. That's true. They might know he's late.
If someone
sees him come in, or if they have one of those things where it shows what time you come to work, he could be in trouble. So don't be late for school or for work, kids, because you can get in trouble. Let's see what it says. Mr. Wong finally arrives at the office. It is almost 9:30, and he is late.
Right.
He puts his things down and turns on his computer. All right, so he's at his office.His things would be like his jacket, his bag with his papers in it, maybe his hat, if he wears a hat or something like that. And he turns on the computer. I turned on my computer by doing this. That's not how you turn on a computer.
No, we just press a button.
Press a button, right? I don't know what I was doing. He turns on his computer. It's a very old computer. And then Mr. Wong, he sneaks in because he doesn't want his boss to see. And he's thinking, oh no, I'm late. I hope the manager didn't notice.
Of course not.
That's the person you really don't want to notice you come in late. The manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R. A manager is basically like a boss. Someone who's in charge of running a business. It could be a little business, a little store, or it could be a really big business. If it's a big company, they'll have many managers. But a manager is sort of like a captain, like a leader. They might have 5, 10, 20 people working under them. They have to make sure that everyone's doing their job, that everything is under control, that the company is moving along smoothly. And if there's any big problems, it's the manager's job to fix the problems, right?
Right,
so
right.
Managers have a lot of important things to do. For example, we could say the manager gave customers with children free ice cream. The manager gave customers with children free ice cream. That was a nice thing for the manager to do.
Right. 所以其实 manager 就是经理的意思。在一个公司当中，不管是小公司或大公司，常都有一些经营管理的工作，叫做 management。因为其实回归到动词，如果把 manager 的 r 摘掉的话 ，manage 就有经营管理的意思，所以 manager 当然就是所谓的经理了。
Okay, and he was thinking, I hope the manager didn't notice. To notice something is to see it and pay attention to something. Okay, so you might be walking down the street and then notice, hey, look over there, that looks like my friend's car, because your friend has the same kind of car. And you just see it, there it is.
Yeah.
I just noticed it.
希望经理是没有注意到啦。希望经理没有 notice 注意到。
Now, Mr. Hong, who is Mr. Wong's co-worker, they work in the same office. He also puts his things down and sits at the desk next to Mr. Wong.
Okay.
So they're friends. I guess they work very closely. Mr. Hong says, I'm going to get coffee. Do you want some?
Of course.
So he's going to get a cup of coffee. He's being nice and asking Mr. Wong if he would like some. Mr. Wong says, sure.But I can't be too long. I have so much to do. I can't be too long. That doesn't mean I can't be very tall, like a snake or an airplane or a bus is long. It means I can't take too much time, right? A long time. So he has to go quickly to get the coffee. Why? I have so much to do. He's very busy. He's got a lot of work to do that day. So he gets up and follows Mr. Hong to the kitchen.
That's right. Especially when he's...Late, actually.
True, yeah.
对啊，这重点是，既然都已经迟到了，然后来了之后又不能马上工作，然后要跟同事去喝咖啡，这样好像不太好哦。Anyways, they went to get some coffee.
That's right. Now they're standing in the kitchen at the office, the little coffee room. They're sipping their coffee and chatting leisurely.
Chatting?
They're chatting.Leisurely.
Leisurely?
Now, it sounds like these guys are kind of having a little bit of a shoshi, a little bit of a rest.
A shoshi, right.
Yeah, it's okay to have a rest at work, but I would say if you come into work, put your stuff down, turn on your computer, and then say, oh, I need a rest. I'm so busy, I turn on my computer. Like, that's, wow, I'm tired. Then your boss or your manager might go, you know, if you've been working...If he notices, that's right, he or she notices. I think if you've been working for an hour or two, then you can go off and have a cup
right,
of coffee.
Right.
So hopefully the manager doesn't notice. These guys taking a rest, chatting leisurely, doing it around a coffee machine. This is quite common, quite a popular thing for people to do in an office when they're not very busy.
Yeah, I know, but what are they chatting about?
Well, they can be chatting about work. It could
be
something they saw on TV. Like, did you see that great baseball game last night? The weekend, their kids, their plans. Oh, I'm going to go see this new movie. Have you seen it? Oh, you should go. Or, you know, anything. Probably not work. Anyways, Mr. Hong says, this morning is terrible, he says. He's having a...
It's only 9:30.
I know, but it's already a terrible morning.
Okay.
He says, I need to ask my secretary to call customers, mail letters, buy my lunch. Oh, wow, that's terrible.
A lot of things.
Well, it's not really, he's not doing things. He's just asking someone
to
do those things
I need to ask my secretary to call customers, ask her to, or
mail
him,
letters,
mail letters,
buy
ask
the lunch.
Her or him to buy the lunch.
Yeah, that is a terrible day.
Well, that's really terrible.
It's a terrible day for his secretary, because she's the busy one, or he
right.
is the busy one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if it's terrible, it just means it's really, really bad. Okay, it's just really, really, really not good. It's horrible. It's awful. Something like that. Terrible. T-E-R-R-I-B-L-E. T-E-R-R-I-B-L-E. Something can be terrible, or also you can feel terrible, like our friend Andrew. It says, Andrew felt terrible, sad and angry after losing the soccer game. Ah. And it was such a close game. So he felt terrible after losing the soccer game. Mr. Hong was going to give all this work to his secretary. A secretary is something that business people might have mm-hmm. working for them in an office, mm-hmm. especially if they're very busy business people. The secretary will usually help them with their work by doing things like answering phone calls, writing emails, scheduling things,
mm-mm.
making sure they don't forget things. Mr. Right. Jenkins, don't forget, today at 10
mm-hmm.
o'clock you have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. So they're an assistant or a helper to a busy business person.
Right. 当然这个 secretary 就是秘书啦，通常会老板或者是主管才会有秘书，因为他们的工作量比较大。不过回过头来看一下这个形容词 terrible。Terrible 这个字，你一开始在记它的时候，就要把它记忆是最正确的中文，叫做极坏的、糟透的、很糟糕的，就是负面的意思。绝对不要把它记成恐怖的意思哦，因为当我们记错意思的时候，有时候会不小心用错。当我们用 terrible 的时候，表示非常糟，不管是心情、电影。或者是工作的状况如何如何 terrible 就是很糟糕的意思
That's right, really,、mm-hmm. really bad. He also mentioned the word customer. A customer is、mm-hmm. someone who buys something. So in a store, if you buy something, you're a customer. Or businesses will have customers. Maybe, you know, they sell something, an Apple computer buys that thing. That's a customer. It's someone just who buys. It could be a person or a business.Anyways, just then, the manager, oh no, he enters the kitchen and he scolds Mr. Wong and Mr. Hong. He says, stop chatting, do your work. He can see that they're chatting. Chatting is just talking about not really important things.
嗯 ,chat 就是聊天的意思啊。不过这个 manager 这样子直接说 stop chatting, do your work, that's...Very direct.
That is very direct. Uh-huh. But then, you know, they're wasting time and money by having mm-hmm. this break at mm-hmm. 9:30 in the morning. So Mr. Hong and Mr. Wong, they look nervous. They hurry back to their desks and sit down. Then Mr. Hong, he yawns as he does work on his computer. That's what it is to yawn when you're kind of tired or bored or something, want to wake yourself up. You might yawn. He says, what a slow morning. How about you?Okay, now when we hear slow, we often think of things that move, like
right.
cars or bicycles
right.
or trains.
Mm-hmm.
How can the morning be slow?
Right.
The morning is a time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it means it's not busy. It's not a busy time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like for a restaurant, a slow day might be Monday.
Mm.
Right? Restaurants are busy on Saturdays, but on Monday, a lot of people stay home, so it's not busy.It's slow. We're not talking about how fast it is.、
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how busy it is.
Okay, 所以在这里的 slow 呢，它其实是不是很忙，或者甚至有那种枯燥无味的感受。
All right. Our example sentence there, Greg had a slow day at work because he had nothing to do.、
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to Mr. Wong. He's not busy. He peels an apple. He's eating his apple at his desk. He says, I'm so busy. I have so many junk emails to delete. So he's doing stuff on his、
mm-hmm.
Google account, Gmail or something. There's a clock on the wall, and you see the hands move. Finally, later on, it's 6 p.m., and it looks dark through the office window. So the whole day has gone by. It's the end of the day. Mr. Wong jumps up excitedly. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to go home.So he's really happy. He's been at work all day. Now he wants to go home. And he does. He arrives home. He opens the door and he sees Mrs. Wong trying to fix the leaky faucet
you
again.
You forgot to call the plumber.
That's right. She、
mm-hmm.
looks tired and angry, and that's exactly what she says. You forgot to call the plumber. Mr. Wong looks very guilty, very sorry, and very embarrassed. He feels so stupid he forgot.He
so
says,
he apologized.
I apologize. It was,、mm-hmm. I was too busy at work. I didn't have time to call. Busy at work? He was eating apples and drinking coffee. Anyways, he apologizes. To apologize is to say sorry. A-P-O-L-E-G-I-Z-E. For example, you should apologize if you did something wrong, Anna.
Oh, thank you. 所以当我做错的时候，我当然要抱歉，认错咯。Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Step by step.
It's time to go home. It's time to go home.
Be safe on the way home. See you tomorrow.
It's time to go home.
Time goes by so fast. Take care then.
It's time to go home.
Be safe on the way home. See you tomorrow.
It's time to go home.
Time goes by so fast. Take care then.
Hey, what's up, you wait?
Hello, I'm Evita. 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。各位同学，你们有注意到自己很开心的时候是怎么笑的吗？微笑、露齿笑，还是哈哈哈哈仰天长笑呢？微笑的英文就是 smile, smile。来，跟我念一遍 smile。不觉得念这个字的时候就会有一种微笑的感觉吗？好的，笑有分很多种，英文也是有露齿笑的这个英文。那英文的说法就是 grin, grin。我个人呢有个很喜欢的说法，就是我笑到嘴巴都裂到后脑勺了。结果英文也有类似的这样的句子 ：I can't stop grinning from cheek to cheek. I can't stop grinning from cheek to cheek. 意思是我实在无法停止笑裂嘴呀。看到 cheek to cheek 就知道这个笑是笑到都牵动了脸颊。那么这个字句还可以学到一个文法哦。I can't stop grinning from cheek to cheek. Stop doing something 就是停止正在进行的事，而 stop to do something 就是停止你原本在做的事而去进行其他的事。例如 I stopped eating. I stopped eating.就是禁止了进食这个行为，而 I stopped to eat, I stopped to eat 是可能我原本在说话啊，或怎么样，停下来我现在动作来去吃东西，两个不同的概念，你们有理解了吗 ？Oh no, I stopped grinning from cheek to cheek. 因为时间又到了 ，A Plus 小聚会，明天见喽，拜拜。
Mr. Wong's busy day.
Oh no, I'm late. I hope the manager didn't notice.
I'm going to get coffee. Do you want some?
Sure.But I can't be long. I have so much to do.
This morning is terrible. I need to ask my secretary to call customers, mail letters, buy my lunch.
Stop chatting. Do your work.
What a slow morning. How about you?
I'm so busy. I have so many junk emails to delete.It's 6 o'clock. It's time to go home.
Oh, you forgot to call the plumber.
I apologize. I was too busy at work. I didn't have time to call.
Manager. Manager. The manager gave customers with children free ice cream.The manager gave customers with children free ice cream. Terrible. Terrible. Andrew felt terrible after losing the soccer game. Andrew felt terrible after losing the soccer game. slow, slow. Greg had a slow day at work because he had nothing to do. Greg had a slow day at work because he had nothing to do. Apologize. Apologize. Apologize, apologized, apologized. You should apologize if you did something wrong. You should apologize if you did something wrong.